Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we are watching episode 378, Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue, episode 40, The Fate of Lightspeed, part 2.
It aired November 18th, the year 2000, written by Judd Lynn, Jackie Marchand, directed by Ryuta Tsuzaki and Makoto Yokoyama.
That's the same pair.
Same pair. Yeah. Everybody's back for the two-parter. It's weird to have two directors.
They've never done that,
on a
right?
half-an-hour show. Unless one of them did one half and one did the other, or, like, one did the, like, underwater stuff last time, and one did the Carter and Ryan stuff, and they, like, just, like, split it up. I don't know. I have no idea how they would do that.
Unless it's, like, an apprentice thing.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Not me.
Maybe somebody does, and they're tweeting it to us right now.
Right now.
But we can talk about it at the end.
I just sent out a Twitter that if you have anything to say, you got to do it right now, because we are wrapping this baby up. It's a finale.
That's right.
And if you're new here, hey, everybody. Welcome to the podcast.
What a weird place to start, part two of a finale episode.
Yeah, I mean, hey, weird things have happened.
That's true.
You know, sometimes you just want to know how the end goes. The very, very end goes.
I am guilty in bookstores of reading the last page of a book.
That's weird. I feel like that's weirder than just like listening to the last episode of a Power Rangers podcast.
Yeah, it's like a weird thing. Also, in comic books, I get, I don't want to say I get bored, but anytime I'm reading like a graphic novel, I will stop reading and just start flipping through it.
Sure.
So that's, you know, if you want to start on part two, I certainly can't judge you.
Yeah. What we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back and we talk about it. You can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and should, because Lightspeed's been great. It's been
very good.
Real up there. I don't know where, I don't, do we have like an official seasons ranking? Should we do that? Should we maybe do that? We'll think about it. But this would be
It's so far removed now from everything else.
Well,
lot easier to remember the vibe of a season as a whole than to remember what happened in Olympus Rising,
which is earlier this year. We're not even trying to like think of like, well, what happened in season two.
Yeah.
Besides nothing.
Just a lot of one-off episodes happened.
So we are going to go watch the finale of The Fate of Lightspeed right now.
Rescue ready.
We're back, and we just watched The Fate of Lightspeed Part 2. This is a good finale.
It's pretty good.
This is a real good finale, I think. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is AJakeandJosh.com. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on iTunes. No, dang it. The whole thing. The whole year. I did this new thing this whole year. And then the finale, I couldn't keep it together. I couldn't stick the landing.
Choked in the fourth quarter.
Geez, Josh. Oh, why bother? iTunes, Stitcher, Apple Podcast. Who even cares? I can't believe myself. If you want to leave us a rating interview, you can do that. You know where. There's like.
This whole episode is ruined now.
I just cursed us. Dang it.
I cursed you.
I just cursed.
I'm sitting pretty. The trick is I've been cursed my whole life.
That's your secret, Captain. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeandJosh. For as little as $1 a month, you get some new stuff in return. Get some Tattoo Teenage Fighter from Beverly Hills episodes. You get some bonus audio. You get to hear me lick a Nintendo Switch cartridge and hear how that goes in real time. Maybe that's what you're into, and boy, do we have the content for you.
It's worth a dollar.
It's worth exactly least. $1, and no more. That's all the cool stuff and places you can find us. I feel like now I'm going to be off my game. Josh, do we have any reviews? Because it's Friday.
We have one that we mentioned last time.
Oh, boy.
From iTunes user Cassidy, who was nice enough to put her Twitter handle in it, at Mad Lobotanist.
Yep.
It is a 5-star review.
Good.
Titled.
Good so far.
Hashtag podlickums.
Yes.
Cassidy writes, tastes like carbonated orange juice.
Okay.
So just so many different flavors for this podcast.
A lot of people have a lot of different feelings and opinions on what we taste like, and I feel like we could have a pretty good party spread.
I think so.
So far, we got grapes and cheese.
We do have grapes and cheese.
We got this. We got carbonated orange juice, which is not orange soda.
No, it's very different.
It's a very different thing.
I was hoping there would be some kind of a through line, like everyone had bananas in theirs or something.
I mean, I think a lot of it depends on, like, literally personal taste. Like, what do you like?
Right.
Like, I'm not going to think anything tastes like mushrooms because I haven't had a mushroom in a while. I tried one a little while ago just to see if now that I am an old man that, like, maybe I like mushrooms now. And the answer is still, hell no, I do not.
I like mushrooms. I can eat just mushrooms.
That is wild to me.
Yeah.
What do you think the Warfarin Grid tastes like?
If you haven't already answered, you can do that by leaving a 5-star review with the hashtag PodLickums and your flavor of choice.
Or you can just tweet it to us, whichever is easier. We'd like the review, for sure.
Obviously.
If you haven't rated and reviewed us. But yeah, just what do you think? Josh, what are you thinking? Do you
have banana runts.
Banana runts?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know.
Which is weird, because I like this podcast. I don't want to, like...
You don't like banana runts?
I don't want to pick my favorite child, but this is my favorite podcast to do.
Yeah.
From a production standpoint.
Same.
And runts are banana runts are my least favorite of the runt family.
See, they are my favorite runt because I like that weird old banana flavor.
Yeah,
because they taste
that
like
extinct banana flavor.
I feel like I'm eating dinosaur bananas. It's very exciting. I think this podcast probably tastes like
mushrooms.
No, I like the show. I don't know. I think banana, now that you said bananas, like, I feel like maybe you've...
That's why I was hoping everyone would think bananas.
Because
I think bananas.
But, like, this is kind of like a nice tall cold glass of banana milk.
I've never had a banana milk. How do you milk a banana?
You don't milk the banana. You put banana flavoring in milk. And you can't get it anywhere in the world. You used to be able to get it. Nestquik used to make it. And then I was like, oh hot dog. And
I
then they got rid of
that.
Them. Because I was the only one drinking them.
Nobody bought it but you.
Just me. You can get it at Call's Farm in Jaffrey, New Hampshire. They used to have these big old jugs of banana milk. And then I started buying them. And they were like, well, that's it for us. Because I am basically Typhoid Mary of food products. And that when I start liking something and buying it, it will be gone soon.
It happens at work all the time.
Constantly.
Anytime I am really into something and get it a lot, we stop selling it.
Yeah.
And it's back to bad stuff that I don't like.
The only thing we have ever gotten back is Spam Light. Thank goodness. But of course, we got it back right after I found out that I can buy it at the El Rancho Ranch, the laundromat that I go to. So
right. So why would you get it at Target?
Well, it's cheaper at Target.
Fair.
So anyway, yeah. Tell us what you think the podcast tastes like. We don't have any emails. We don't have any tweets. I did tweet out if anyone has any facts, because everyone loves sending us cryptic tweets about, like, hope you talked about that big thing.
To call those after the facts.
And, that's very good. And so I was like, hey, we're doing it now. But as of 20 minutes ago, in the last 20 minutes, since we, you know, watched it,
got nothing.
So do you want to just talk about this finale?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's wrap it up.
We start off in the rescue ops area. It's very quiet. Well, it's not actually quiet yet. It's about to get very quiet in here. But currently, baddies are throwing grenades at doors.
They're trying to get in.
Yeah, I get it.
So that they can kill the Power Rangers.
So they can murder the Power Rangers with swords and grenades and a rocket launcher.
They are refusing to morph in a dire circumstance.
It's weird, right? And I get it. They want to save it for the end.
Right.
But, like... You have a thing in universe that is very helpful, and it's sort of the whole show. So, like, give it a shot. Couldn't hurt, right?
You did. You unmorphed. You actively took it away.
Yeah, I feel like maybe... No, because Carter and Ryan are morphed the whole time. I don't know. I got nothing.
Yeah.
They just decided against it. So, it gets quiet. Music goes away. We just get, like, some, like, sparking sound, light sparks in the background and, like, some water. But Kelsey's sitting down on the floor and water starts like coming up towards her and she like scoots back and Chad sits down and he's like, hey, are you scared? I don't know how he leads into it. He's not like, "You scared, you babe?" But he's like, he's very upset. He's like, "You all right?" She's like, "Eh." And she's like, "Are you scared?" And she's like, "Yeah." He's like, "Well, me too, but at least we're scared together." And that was really sweet.
It is cute. Best friends.
They're so good. They're such good best friends. And then we kind of pan over to Joel, who's really quiet. And Dr. Fairweather comes over, and she's like, "Hey, we're gonna be okay." And he's like, "Are you kidding? Like, this place is gonna collapse in on us any second now. We're gonna die." And she's like, "Well, I hope it doesn't, because I want to go on that date with you." And look,
the thing
we
is,
we all saw this coming.
We knew it was gonna happen.
We knew.
But man,
here's my only—
what a bummer.
Here's the only thing. Here's the quantum of solace that I can take in this action of her going, "But I want to go on a date with you," is that this isn't a new Joel. I don't think he's been gross since the memory erase, and she just didn't put bad ones back in.
I think that might be true.
Only way I'm okay with this, and that's my headcanon.
She's like, "Now that I have reprogrammed you to not be totally disgusting.
A gross garbage dick.
Let's get a coffee."
Yeah. So he's like, "You can't mess with me. Like, we're going to die. Like, you can't say these things." And she's like, "No, I'm serious. Like, I want to go on a date with you." And he's like, "Well, we're going to live then."
And I will swim us out of here myself.
I will do it with my bare hands. And then Dana sees something on the little screen. It's like a little monitor at the city. And it's the Megazord, like, that was taken by Jinxer, stomping around. We kind of cut over to that. There's a bunch of people, like, screaming and running around. And, like, there's, like, a little kid, like, clung to a banister. And, like, their mom grabs him. It starts, like, pulling them away. People are screaming. It's chaos out there. All because of the Megazord.
Just, like, stomping through the city, setting up giant rocks.
Just putting big,
like,
big
mountain
Jenga towers.
Peaks.
Yeah. First of all, where did Jinxer get these?
I don't know. He's just walking around to the, like, neighboring mountain range,
like,
ripping
right,
the peaks
got this
off.
One.
So there's just, like, a completely flat level mountain range now.
I think, because we'll see in a little bit that the Skull Cavern is also here. That they just, like, parked it in Mariner Bay, that, like, maybe these are special rocks that were built for this purpose that she brought with her.
Maybe.
And then, so, like, there's just, like, a row of rocks that Jinxer's, like, walk over, pick one up, walk over.
I brought these. I didn't put them where they need to go. I figured you could do that.
And he's putting them down, like, you know, in their place. And she's, like, a little bit to the left, back a little bit. And then it cuts back into the Rangers, and Joel looks at this, and he's like, "We have to get to work." And it's a real good Power Ranger moment. Like, I like that. That's good for Joel.
It just sucks that, like, he was hopeless a minute ago.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't want to say I don't buy Joel as a Power Ranger, but about half the time I don't.
No, about half the time I don't buy him as a Power Ranger, but I feel like it's there, and, like, maybe we just haven't seen a lot of it because we've
there.
Been too busy yelling at him.
He's just a fussy, pissy baby when he doesn't get his way.
Exactly. And he's getting his way. Right. So he's like, "I'm a Power Ranger." It's not great. It could be better. But I do like the sentiment of, like, that's our Zord. This will not stand.
Yeah.
We need to do something. We got the theme song. We come back. I had this weird thing where I thought the theme song was playing a little bit faster than normal. It probably wasn't, but it felt like 1% faster. I don't know why.
It felt the same to me. It lined up with the video the same way.
I just felt like it was, like, a little quicker. I don't know. Just me. Probably just me. So they start clearing stuff off. Joel finds, like, a maintenance tunnel. He's like, "What's this?" And they're like, "Oh, that's a maintenance shaft." And so they open it up. It's flooded. It's just water all the way up. And they're like,
"Well, first, Dr. Fairweather has to look up where it goes. Thankfully,
right.
the touch panel computers are still working.
Some of the computers are still working, which is good.
And it just happens to go right to the submarine bay.
Well, that's very convenient.
Very convenient maintenance shaft.
It's good for them. It's a little weird where it spits out, and we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Yeah.
But Chad's like, they're like, we're done for. And Chad's like, "No, I could... we can swim there. Like, we can probably swim there. Let me, like, go first and just see if we can make it, because I'm the best swimmer. So, like, if I can't, it'll be fine for me." So we get this little, like,
"If I don't come back, you guys know not to try.
Then I'm dead." And so there's, like, a bunch of these little, like, air tanks with, like, a little mouthpiece on it. It's like a personal scuba
It's like a one of those soda maker CO2 tanks.
Yeah.
But you just put the nozzle in your mouth.
But there's like a mouth part for it. It's like a mouth guard. And so he puts it in and he dives down and we get some shots of him underwater swimming. Also, very quiet. Like there's no, and like, yeah, they're underwater. I get it. But like it's a weirdly cinematic way to do things. Power Rangers normally doesn't like quiet.
Yeah, there's always some kind of music in the background trying to evoke an emotion out, yeah, of you.
And I think when there's no music and there, it's like a little hopeless, like that's good. That's really evocative. And
that's,
like,
that's why I thought Silent Sleep was a good episode of Lost Galaxy until we watched it again.
Yeah.
Because it had that like eerie silence while Leo was trying to save everybody.
Yeah.
But it turns out Leo sucks.
But then Leo sucks though instead. oops. Sorry, Power Rangers.
Oops, all Leo.
So he's like, I'm going. Dana tries to stop him, but starts to stop Chad. She's like, it's too dangerous. He's like, don't matter. I'm going. So
it's not any less dangerous than waiting for those windows to break.
Yeah, or like a Megazord to chop you in half.
Yeah.
Then like some water leaks in, hits some computers, and they blow up. So like now we're, you know, it's pretty bad. But we come back to Jinxer. He's finishing the Circle of Stones. He's got like two to go. He puts one down, and Banshee is like, yes, now that Mama's had her coffee, I'm super excited about this big circle. All these big, big rocks in a big, big circle around my castle parked in the middle of Mariner Bay.
Yeah, because Jinxer is like, I almost got it. And she's like, okay, I will come down now.
Yeah. All right, now that you're ready for me.
You're almost ready for me.
You're getting there.
It's like the snacks are on the table, but the sodas are in the fridge.
Right, yeah. No one's popped any bottles yet or anything. So we cut back to the base. Chad pops up. And he's like, it's not that far. We can totally make it. And as this is happening, like, I think, I forget who goes first. Is it Dana or is it Joel? It's one of those two.
Joel jumps in first.
Joel goes first, and then Dana. And then, like, Kelsey and Dr. Fairweather are getting their little tubes, and they see the, like, windows, like, about to break, and, like, there's water spraying on everything and explosions, and they, like, there's, like, a sense of urgency, and they, like, jump in.
Yeah.
And then Cat Mustache jumps in, just in his entire uniform.
His whole uniform.
Everyone, the only person who's, like, doesn't have a lot of drag is Kelsey, because she's in, yeah, like, workout gear. Everybody else, like, you could have taken a shirt off. Like,
it's,
you could have, like,
down so,
like,
much.
Dr. Fairweather, you do not need that lab coat. I know you're a doctor, but like, you don't need that lab coat all the time. And then you gotta live in those wet clothes. So they pop out in the sub bay underneath the pool that you lower the sub into.
Yeah, I guess the shaft kind of like opened out into the open water.
Yeah.
So it was in the wall underneath this, I guess.
And then it just overflooded?
I don't know why it comes out here.
Yeah.
Unless it's like a maintenance shaft so they can do some kind of like maintenance on a submarine that, right, is underwater and not one that's hanging up in a hammock.
But then they could just like pull it up in a sub hammock, right?
Yeah.
And do work out there. I don't know. I think maybe what happened. Here's my headcanon.
Well, I know at like a car garage, there's like the little thing underneath so you can go under it that way, or they can lift,
right,
it up.
Okay.
So maybe it like needs to be wet for something.
Maybe sometimes it needs to be wet to do maintenance on it. I think maybe my headcanon for this is that like they went to get out the regular dry entrance, but obviously it was flooded and it was like collapsed in. So they had to go all the way down under into the sub entrance.
Yeah.
Because, or else why would it spit out underwater?
I think what it is that they were like, this maintenance, what was it? Maintenance what?
Shaft?
Shaft, thank you. I don't know what happened. This maintenance shaft is flooded, and so it has to come out into water.
Right.
Which is not actually the case. Like, at some point when you're going up, if that submarine chamber is not flooded, the shaft would not be flooded.
Yeah. It's Power Rangers. It's a pretty Power Rangers way to do it. So they see the sub. They climb up there. It's hanging in midair really high. It's in like a sub hammock, like you said. They just like get in. They like, don't worry about how they get in. We cut to inside the sub and they're inside.
Yeah, they're just climbing down the ladder.
Their pants are soaked. Their shirts are soaked. Their hair is soaked. They are so damp and so just so soaked to the bone. Poor Chad has big old JNCOs on and they are just flapping. Just wet flaps in the breeze. It's bad. We've all gotten wet pants when we had too big of pants on because it was the 90s.
Yeah.
And, like, you know that feeling of, like, well, I guess I have these extra 40-pound pants on now. And that's just Chad's life right now.
He has the power range in that.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
Can't fit spandex over those JNCOs.
No.
I mean, you can somehow. More
it's not going to look good.
But it's gonna be bad. It's going to be soggy. You're going to get rashy. I don't think it's a good idea.
Chafe.
It's going to chafe like crazy. So then baddies jump in to the, they like burst the door in the bay, in the sub bay, and start, you know, slashing up all the computers. Yeah,
I think they see whoever was last going in. They see like their head go down. Right. And so they're like, oh, they're in the sub. Wreck all the computers so they can't drop it.
So it gets like caught like at a weird angle coming down. And then they pull out their rocket launchers and start shooting rockets at them. They shoot the rockets at the mechanism so that it can't go down anymore.
The pulley system, just like jam it up. And then they just unload like 8 rockets into the side of the submarine.
Like, there's like explosions in here, and it's like, oh, dang, we're doing this immediately. Okay.
All the lights are red, so you know they're in a bad situation.
Oh, it's for real now. So then they're in there. Everyone's like, what are we going to do? Joel's like, we got to do something. We got to figure something out. And he's like trying to do something.
I'm going on that date. Damn it.
God damn it anyway. And Captain Mustache is like, hey, this isn't a plane. Like, it only works in the water.
Joel, you idiot. You can't fly a submarine.
You can't sky cowboy a submarine. You got a water cowboy. And he's like, oh, it only works in the water. Okay. And then he like looks at Chad, and Chad's like, oh, no, I get it. I fully get what you're doing.
He says, let's add some water. And Dr. Fairweather and the captain are like, I don't know what you mean. And all the other Rangers are like making preparations.
Yeah. And
they have a silent communication system.
There's like a weird telepathy.
It's like in How I Met Your Mother, how they can all talk to each other inside their heads.
Except Barney.
Except Barney.
The joke of him being like, and like moving his head around, and it's just the Pina Colada song or whatever it was. That was very good. They blow a hole in the wall.
Yeah.
They shoot the missiles at the wall of the base because, hey, this place is going down anyway.
Yeah.
Let's do it on our terms. And what I love is that the water bursts in, kills all the baddies because they can't be underwater.
It just wipes them right out.
Destroys them all. And then Joel goes, now we're in the water. And then they just...
They pilot
out.
Well, no, they can't leave yet.
Because the Megazord.
The Megazord pops its head in and is like, here's Batty.
The Life Force Megazord, which killed 2 super demons not 2 episodes ago.
Yeah, that's all it did. It existed
literally
for that and this.
And to attack the base. They shoot 2 missiles at it, and it goes down and explodes and dies.
Yeah.
So, like, pretty bad Megazord. The no prize that my little brother came up with while we were watching it is that, like, it's running on baddie life energy, so it's not very good. It's not like Power Ranger life energy.
Yeah, also, it's underwater and maybe isn't designed for that, so they poke 2 holes in
it. Yeah, and they just shoot it in, like, the neck, so like, the baddies all went down.
As it's falling down, it does start to, like, short circuit. You can see, like, the electricity kind of, like, surging on it.
Yeah. And
so, I don't know. It's still, like... very underwhelming for a Megazord you have to plug into all of your necks.
I think maybe that's why it went down. Because that does make sense. That like if it runs on life force energy and you're giving it baddies.
See, this is what happens when your idea person has used all their like really good ideas and they made a lot of good stuff and you're like, hey, make us more. And now Dr. Fairweather's like, all I have is, like, you can plug it into your neck run off your blood.
We've got this weird plasma infusion technology that is not very safe or great, but if it works, it'll work real good. And they're like,
reached that retail event horizon where everything was fine, and they just did the one more change, and it just falls into the hole.
It's the dominoes. It knocks everything over. I feel like we've been through 500 of those in our retail lifetimes. It happens so often. Here's a little spoiler about retail hierarchy. Executives at the retail company, anyone basically above a store manager, they only exist to change things. If things aren't changing, they don't need to have a job.
Yeah.
So like they have to constantly change things or else everyone will realize that they are unnecessary. So, sorry for getting it. Let me get off this soapbox real quick. Talk about Megazord blowing up in the water. They drive away. And we cut from there to, oh no, sorry, before we cut away, we see inside and like the base is like completely collapsed and it's like destroyed. And Captain Mitchell's like, I worked my whole life for that.
It's a dog base.
Oh. Oh.
Where am I going to live now?
I need to get an apartment now.
All my stuff was in there.
All my stuff's all wet and it blew up.
Got a bunch of wet CDs.
Oh, my wet discs. Oh, sorry about your wet discs. So then we cut back to the town square, to the city square, central middle park, whatever they're calling it. And Jinxer has the last stone ready, and he hoists it up above his head because he's going to spike this boy because it's the last one, so he's got to make a big deal out of it.
Of course, you can't just set it up.
Yeah. And he's got it over his head, and he gets shot. And who is it?
It's the Silver Surfer.
It's the Silver Surfer who's standing technically on Carter's butt.
He's got one foot on Carter's butt and one on a wing.
And he's they're surfing. This is what happens when you throw Power Rangers out a window. They come back to shoot you with their planes.
You ate Vipra. You just sucked her inside of you and she's gone forever.
Like you
can do that to a Power Ranger.
Maybe it only works on demons. Because like it's like a like as like thing.
I don't know.
But still, like, you have enough baddies that you can have a couple just, like, hang on to them for the whole time.
Yeah.
Maybe throw them in a pit if you have it.
Instead, just threw them back down to Mariner Base so they could get their toys.
Yeah. And Carter came here in the plane. You threw him down to his ride. You called him an Uber and pushed him out to it. So they're flying around. They are shooting things. They end up, like, doing this one big swoop around, and they get shot, and it looks like Ryan just gets entirely shot with a Megazord blaster, but I guess it, like, grazed him. He's fine.
It did look like he got blasted completely off. And then a grown-up show, he would have been gone. We would have seen him again.
No, he'd be annihilated.
Yeah. Maybe Carter swooped around and picked him up before he hit the ground?
Maybe.
Because I swear he got blasted right off of that thing.
That's what I thought, and I was like, wait, did he go in it? And, like, as I was saying that, it was just like, no, he's still on.
He's still got that foot on that tight butt.
Just, like, standing on
that
butt.
Carter's got him clenched.
I mean, look, in a minute, I think we're going to have some pretty definitive proof that they're dating now in a couple minutes. So, like, I don't know. Is it new for Carter? I don't know. So then they do a very pre-9/11 maneuver that you just can't do anymore, which is fly a plane into a big thing, because they just, like, they get ready and, like, they swoop around and they aim it at Jinxer and they jump out of the mobile action vehicle. I think that's what it's called.
I don't know.
DMAV. Then the dumb sleeping bag plane. And they just shoot it right at it and it hits and it falls over, but it blows the arm off. And that drops the stone right into place.
It takes out the Megazord and I guess Jinxer, because we don't see Jinxer again.
Yeah, Jinxer's dead.
He's dead.
He's dead.
So all of, like, the Power Ranger stuff is destroyed and the rock just happened to fall exactly where it needed to be.
Yeah. Like, slowly.
Yeah.
Like, it fell slowly and they watched it and they're like, oh no. And then, like, the solar eclipse
is happening. Couldn't catch it.
Well, no.
Because their Megazord is blown up.
Yeah, and they don't even have a plane anymore. So the others run up. They're kind of far away. Or no, maybe, no. A minute ago, they, like, showed up, and Captain Mitchell's like, go. And then, like, Carter and Ryan do this trick, and the Rangers show up right behind them as they're like, we're going to need some help. And here are the rest of the Power Rangers are. Dana hugs Ryan, which is very nice. And they're like, yeah, unfortunately, we don't have a Megazord anymore, and the last stone fell in place. So, like, we got to get in there and do something. I guess I don't know what to do, but I guess we just got to kill Banshee right now.
We have to just go in there and stab her, yeah. I guess.
And they morph. The Rangers morph, which is why they were unmorphed, right? So that, like, you get the big morph
moment. Because we wouldn't have got a sequence this episode otherwise.
Right. And I did, like, it was all, I was wondering, I was like, who's going to do the morph call? And it was all of them at the same time.
Yeah.
And I like that. That's a good way to do it, especially for a finale. We cut to Banshee'ra in her skull cavern. The sun has eclipsed. The stones are in place. There's a laser shooting down. She puts the key into a skull. There's just, like, a skull with a hole in it.
There's a crack in a skull, and the key just fits right in there, nice and snug.
As the sun, like, finishes, like, fully eclipses, it shoots a purple laser down, hits the key. Key turns by itself, and there's a tomb in the center of all
this. It's
the
bone table.
It's the bone table. We thought it was just a table. It's not. It's a bone tomb.
That's worse.
That's way worse.
Are these demon bones or people bones?
I think they're people bones.
They look like people bones. I don't think anything that looks even a little bit like Bansheera fits on these bones.
Oh, not even a little. You couldn't even lay her down on here. She would just be falling off all the edges.
Although Viper would fit on these bones.
Probably,
so
yes.
Who knows?
They're Viper bones. She sucked in Viper and spit out her bones.
Gross.
So, yeah, real gross. So she's like, aha, now I am going to win. And then she gets shot by Carter, because he loves shooting people.
Shoot first, ask questions later.
I love how much Carter loves to shoot demons with his gun.
I don't think it's intentional. I think that episode was supposed to be him realizing that's not what you do.
Right.
But through the whole season, he does this.
I think maybe it had not the opposite effect, but like, he's like, hey.
He's just more careful about where he shoots now.
Now he's just like, I know what I'm going to shoot this time. It's going to be a demon.
I don't shoot the red barrels. I shoot the demons.
There it is. That's the trick. And she's like, you fools, you're too late. Nothing can stop me now. And Carter says, nothing except us, which is Power Rangers as hell.
Yeah.
And then there is a huge radical fight.
It's very cool. Everybody gets a very adequate spotlight on them.
Yeah. Carter steals a sword from a baddie, so he's dual wielding. Chad pins one to a wall by the neck with his foot.
He kicks another one so hard it takes out like four pillars.
He has his foot up against a baddie's neck on a pillar. A baddie comes at him from behind, and he like 360 no-scopes it, kicks it so hard that it flies into six other baddies and into pillars and knocks them down. It's great. Joel does like a diving
mule kick?
Yeah.
Because he's like completely horizontal in the air and just kicks behind him.
And then, like, he lands and he like does a push-up to land on his feet and then backflips off of him. Dana does some really good stuff. I don't remember what Kelsey did.
I can't remember specifically.
I know Ryan got a good Rafiki, like no look elbow to the throat.
Ryan also gets one down and does this like 360 neck stomp on
it. That was radical. He flipped over himself and kicked this thing in the neck with all of his momentum. It was
and then
raw.
Just stared in its eyes while it died.
While it died. And then Bansheera, while this is happening, Bansheera says, like, just as darkness conquers the light. Not how.
That's the opposite.
That's
actually
the opposite. Not how it works, Bansheera.
Light leaves darkness behind.
Yeah, when there's no light, there's darkness. But if you introduce any amount of light, the darkness gets pushed back. That's the deal. And I can see how a demon would think the opposite because you're stupid. But then the tomb starts opening and it, like, the lid on it pops off. And we see inside there's just like as many demons as they could find. I think it's every suit from this season. There's a bunch in there.
There's so many. From the like top shot, when you're looking like down through the tomb, it just looks like a bug infestation.
It's like because
it's just a
demons.
Bunch of hands and heads wiggling.
There was definitely like previous seasons monsters too.
There had to have been.
I definitely saw Eye Guy, the one with all the eyes.
It's just any costume they had in
whatever
the warehouse.
They had laying around, like put it in there. Which is good. Like, that's like you have it at your disposal. Do that.
Just use it.
So they have all these people in there, all these demons, and Carter goes to stop her because they're like, Carter, we gotta stop her. So he runs up to her. She just like turns around, blasts him with lightning. He gets hit so hard his helmet flies off and shatters.
Yep.
And she's like, you can't stop me. Nothing you can do can stop me. So he grabs his helmet and throws it at her face. And Ash,
I thought he was gonna like just hit her in the chest with it and knock her into the tube. But instead it just like whips past her.
She like does that like thing where like you don't dodge it, but you like move it as it goes.
Yeah, you just like change its trajectory.
And she turns, and then she turns back, and here comes Carter, Liu Kang bicycle kicking. Kicks her in the front so hard that she flies into the tomb. She's eliminated from the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, she went over the top.
So she lands. Ryan's like, Carter, are you okay? This is confirmation for me that they are super dating.
Absolutely.
It is like they share a moment. It's not just like, oh, these, you know, they're
it's
like,
not
they're
just like any Power Ranger, like, hey, are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine.
It's like, oh no. He's checking on his boyfriend now.
Yeah.
And Carter gives him a thumbs up. And then her gross long fingernails shoot out of there, wrap around his neck, and pull him backwards. And so he flies back. he catches on to like the rock wall. There's 100,000 demons under him and Banshira, and the Rangers come in. He's out of range. They can't reach down. And she's like, I'm taking you with me. You're not getting out of here unless it's with me, and that's not going to happen. So you're coming to hell with me, Carter.
And so all the Rangers are trying to reach him, and he's just telling them to shut it.
He's like, no, shut the door. Lock it in.
Like, I can't reach. She's taking me down with her. And you guys have to shut me in.
And it's like I am confident that we are, without one intervention away, one very cool intervention away from Carter just being like, sorry, guys, and letting go.
And letting go, yeah.
And then I was like, what is Carter in hell? What is the show that is Carter in hell trying to get out of hell?
If there's ever a direct sequel to a Power Rangers season.
Boom. Let me write this comic book. So he's about to get dragged in. He's about to let go and sacrifice himself to make the decision for the Rangers. Because that's what a Red Ranger ultimately is supposed to do.
Yeah.
Like, that's one of their purpose, is like to sacrifice themselves if need be.
There's a weird opportunity they missed.
What is that?
For this to mirror Captain Mustache and Ryan.
If Captain Mustache was there.
Yeah, and I know he can't be there. I don't know. It's just like, because the situation is so similar that it feels like it's kind of like a callback to it.
I think it is, but without Captain Mustache. Because Captain Mustache,
well, Ryan is the one reaching for Carter now.
Ryan is the captain. Is the captain now?
Yeah.
and Carter is his boyfriend, not his son. That would be weird,
right?
But so he it is like tense, and like you can feel something like serious about to happen.
I thought he was gonna fall,
and then a golden light comes out. It just comes out of nowhere.
Can I tell you what I thought for a second before we reveal who it is?
Sorcerer of the Sands.
I thought it was the Sorcerer of the Sands.
I was like, we are done. This is the final. If that's the Sorcerer of the Sands, we are done here.
No, that guy's dead for real.
He's dead and scattered to the winds. But this golden light, this tiny Tinkerbell light floats up. It's Diabolico. It's the ghost of Diabolico. Like what happened when they dropped, when Ryan was falling. It's like the same kind of thing. And Banshira's like, yes, you've come to help Diabolico. And he's like, oh, I'm here to help. And I'm like, yeah, light this motherfucker up, Diabolico. And he's like, the Power Rangers, and blasts her.
He clips her fingies.
Clips her fingernails. She falls into hell, lands on the ground.
She starts to fall, and he, like, goes down after her to make sure she cannot fly back out.
It is so radical. This is the best face turn since, like, Clippy, I think.
Yeah.
It is so good. He flies down after her to make sure she, like, doesn't get out. She lands on the ground.
Banshira is so stupid, because if she just did not kill her henchmen, Diabolico would still be on her side.
Yeah.
But she's so crazy and reckless that, like, even her own henchmen are like, no, we want the Power Rangers to win. Yeah,
especially Diabolico, because you killed his boyfriend, Lokai. And then she lands on the ground, and these 100,000 demons just start beating the piss out of her.
They are mugging her. She's on the ground, and they are just punching her from head to toe.
So the Banshira, if you haven't seen a picture of the Banshira, like, suit, there's a lot of padding everywhere. Like, there's, like, big shoulders and, like a huge chest. And these weird, like, thigh flaps that I noticed today that have either faces or eyeballs or bugs on them.
Wings?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I have no idea. But they are just, like, kicking the snot out of these big foam pads because you can. And it was like, oh, my God, yes.
She has no power in demon hell.
Yeah. Everyone's equal here. And so then they put a rope down. They're like, Carter, grab it. They pull him up. They like.
Thank God they found that rope. They all have rescue ropes.
The only reason I can think they didn't use a rescue rope is, other than like tension and drama and all that, is that like I don't think it would have read on, because like it's like a red light down here,
right?
So anything would have been kind of like washed out behind it. But they got like a big thick rope with like clear definition in it. And I think that's the only reason they did it, because they're else like, yeah, they have ropes on them. We've seen it,
yeah,
a dozen times. So they pull them out. They get the lid back on the tomb. It, like, slams shut and, like, seals.
Yeah, they have to turn the key back.
Yeah, and then, like, the eclipse ends. And then, much like a Metroid, now you have 3 minutes to get out of the cavern. They have plenty of time. They don't need 3 minutes. They get out immediately.
And yeah, we just cut to them outside.
Yeah. As they're running out, it's like dissolving. Like it just like turns to dust.
Yeah.
And same thing with all the big rocks and all the demon stuff around here. And they get up, like they get out like away enough that they can see all this happen. And then Dr. Fairweather and Captain Mustache come up and they pair off. So like Dr. Fairweather, they all take their helmets off because they're powering. It's a finale. We gotta see them, right?
Right, right.
So like Dr. Fairweather goes up to Joel and like puts her arm on him or something, and then Ryan and Carter like do a like a little high five that's like this should be a kiss, but we can't do that. And then Chad and Kelsey have a nice little like friend like hug, like we did it, and then Captain Mustache hugs Dana. And it's like, oh, we just paired them all off. Look at that. Little, like, neat little boxes for everybody. And then we go to a commercial. And when we come back, we are at the park. It's the one that's, like, on a hill. We've been here a bunch of times. And Carter, and all the Rangers, really, but Carter, first of all, is, like, handing back his Morpher. And he's like, I'm sorry about the Lightspeed base.
Yeah, he's hesitant to give it back. He stares at it like Shawn Michaels when he won the Iron Man match, stared at the WWF championship. Yeah,
well, I mean, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I'd be like, are you sure we can't just like...
You need Power Rangers still.
We can't just have these?
What if I need it? what if I got to be a Power Ranger again, though? And so he gets it back. He's like, sorry about the Lightspeed base. And Captain Mustache is like, well, Banshira's gone. And that's what the purpose of the base was. So... you know, it's worth it in the end. And so then Dana's like, yeah, now we have time to be like a real family. She like hugs Captain Mustache and Ryan. And they all give their morphers back. And this is when I noticed that Joel is not in his big rescue jacket.
No, everyone else has their big rescue jackets on.
Joel is in a very large white button-up shirt with some like filigree on the shoulders and a bolo tie because he's a cowboy. Sky cowboy, but still cowboy. And I was like, oh, that's right. The date.
Joel has a date.
It is now. And Dr. Fairweather pulls up in a Chrysler. in a convertible.
Yeah.
So.
She's got that doctor money.
Make it the big bucks. And she gets out and she is, for the first time ever, not in her doctor outfit. And... I think it's a little rude how hot she is. Just think it's a little pointed. And also, it's a kid's show.
Well, she's not dressed provocatively.
No, but she is super hot.
She's
like,
just a very attractive woman.
Good for her and good for new and improved Joel. And it's the only way I will accept this ever. Ever. And so he's like, well, that's my date. I gotta go. So he runs down. She gets out of the car, I think. Yeah.
So she can lean on it because it's a convertible.
Because it's a convertible, right? And she's like a sexy lady, so like obviously. And he goes over to the driver's side door and opens it for her so she can drive. So there is character growth here.
Yeah.
Look at him. And then he hops in the passenger side and they're like about to go and a fire truck comes by and Carter looks at it and he's like, oh, gotta go.
Yep. He just runs after it. The camera does also kind of follow it for a minute, and there's just a wall of black smoke coming up over the tree line.
Yeah. And Carter does, like, he, like taps Chad on the shoulder and, like, doesn't say anything, but he's just like, well, I gotta go. And then Ryan goes after him and Dana and everybody. And Joel's like, do not go anywhere, and takes his hat off and puts it on Dr. Fairweather, and he jumps out too, and he runs after him, and they all run after this fire, and that's where it freeze frames.
Yeah.
And that's the end of Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue.
That's a wrap.
So, Josh, for the very last time...
I started.
For Lightspeed Rescue, you started. So I get to pick the best. I'm going to say the best is... oh, there's a lot of... there's so much good stuff.
There's one thing we didn't say. As they are running, the captain says, you guys forgot these.
Oh, yes.
They do not go back for them.
No. I thought he was just going to chuck them like he did that one time. Because he got a very good arm, apparently. Yeah, I don't know what the best is. Everything in this episode was really good. I think the best... I'm going to say the best is the line, because I am a absolute sucker. This will get me literally every time. The best is whenever the bad guy says, nothing can stop me, and the Power Rangers say... yes, we can. Like, nothing except us.
Nothing can stop me now is the famous last words of your big bad
Power
Rangers. Yeah,
that is a curse that you put on your own house, Banshira. But so I'm going to say Power Rangers being big damn heroes is my best.
I really like Carter fighting Banshira without his helmet.
That was good.
I think my best is the end of the episode where it's like, yes, the demons are gone. You still need Power Rangers. Yeah. And we are not going to stop helping people.
Yeah.
So I think that's my best, is that they just keep doing good things.
That's very good.
Carter is a firefighter. The rest of them are not. But they're all Power Rangers.
Yeah.
And they've all helped in fire situations.
Yeah, and
they're all just
every
like,
sort of thing, yeah.
You can never have too many people helping with a fire.
Yeah. Which is great. And also it definitely separates them from all the other Rangers. It's like, you're done now. You can rest. And
now,
like,
I'm gonna go race cars.
Yeah. And they're like,
actually, I'm not even gonna wait till I'm done being a Power Ranger to go race cars.
But like, for them it's like, you're done now. And they're like, no, we are not. We're never done. People are always gonna need help.
You can
and
take
we're always
those,
gonna be there.
You can take those morphers away, but we're still the Power Rangers.
Yeah, that's radical. I'm getting a little choked up thinking about how good that is. The worst, I'm gonna say, you know what's weird? I don't even like the easy one is like Joel and Dr. Fairweather, right?
I don't
but
think
I,
that's
it
the worst.
It feels earned in this.
It feels
somehow.
Fine.
Somehow they did it, and I honestly think it's because they took out all the bad stuff of Joel, and they just literally didn't put any back in.
I need to ask because I don't remember. Did we get a payoff for Captain Mustache being the firefighter that saved Carter, or did that just kind of fall by the wayside?
No, that was the whole point of that episode. The our number one episode, whatever it is, I don't remember what the name of it is,
where Carter says it was you that happened.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That was the payoff.
Okay.
It was also the reveal and the payoff in one episode, but, like, you know, I think it worked.
Yeah. I just wish we could have got one old bastard fight with Captain Mustache.
Oh, that would have been real good. That would have been really good. I mean, technically we did when he was brainwashed, but I don't think that counts. I don't think I don't know what the worst is. Do you have a worst?
Not really. The only thing I didn't like, right at the end, after Joel gives Dr. Fairweather his hat, the way she immediately just transformed from, like, strong doctor to pining for Joel.
That I'm fine with. I'm fine with that because, like, she can have layers. She doesn't need to be one thing or the other.
That's true.
You know?
It felt a little bit like she's now just Joel's girlfriend because she doesn't even say anything. I would have liked just, like, an eye roll, but then she puts the hat on.
That would have been cute.
And drives away because Joel told her not to go anywhere.
I honestly think that she's, like... I earned some time off. Like,
yeah.
I don't need to be on all the time. I don't know. Maybe.
But I don't feel like I can say that's a worst.
Yeah. I think maybe the worst is, this is very hard.
Yeah.
That is a car alarm going off. That's the worst.
Oh, the worst is that Joel. That's Chad and Joel. The worst is that Joel gets the girl, and Chad does not get to be a mermaid and live out the rest of his life with his girlfriend.
Well, look, we don't know. Because they said things that they got to do. So Kel's like, I got an extreme sports thing. And Chad said I can go back to surfing. I thought he said searching. And I was like, he's going to go back to searching for a way to turn into a mermaid to be with his mermaid
girlfriend.
I
was also hoping she was going to pop up when the windows broke and mermaid kissed them all back to the surface.
Well.
But that didn't happen.
No, it's fine. I think the worst is... that they weren't Power Rangers, like they didn't like morph until the very end. But I also like that, so
I don't think that was bad.
That's not bad. I don't know. There's no worst. Hey,
yeah,
here's
we did
the thing.
It.
We did it. There's no worst. Sorry, Benny. Don't know. We got a zero in that call. Who's the MVP?
It's kind of, I don't want to say it's an abstract one. It's different from, I think, any other one I've ever given.
Okay.
The Power Rangers.
Yeah, I'm going to say teamwork is the MVP.
Yeah.
Because there was a lot of it. They all came together. They all did what they had to do in their own parts. I think Dana didn't have as much as anybody else.
Yeah.
Dana and Kelsey, again, got a little shafted. But other than that, I think teamwork was the MVP. We've given an MVP to, like, a hat before. So, like, you know.
There's no rules.
There's no rules. It's our show. There's no cops. And now we have to rank it.
Yep.
We're going to rank the two-parter that is...
The Fate of Lightspeed.
The Fate of Lightspeed. Honestly, I'm thinking real high. I liked the last episode a lot. I really liked this one.
This is the only episode since we started best worst MVP, I think, with no worst.
Yeah, because even like really great episodes, there's always like, there's one dumb thing, but like, ah. But this one, I literally can't think of any single thing that I'm like, that's the worst.
We have to lump it with the first part.
Which I liked.
Which so, I also did like. And I could not tell you what was bad in that episode if you asked me. So.
Oh, I don't know. That was 2 days ago,
so
Josh.
This one is getting ranked mostly by part two because it's right fresh in
it's,
our brains.
It's fresher.
What was Face from the Past?
Face from the Past. What number is that?
Number one.
Number one. That's the episode where it's revealed that Captain Mustache was the firefighter that saved
okay.
him. And he like put his boots back on to like save the fire. And he was like, I got to do it. And doesn't matter that like I'm an old man now. Like
now I remember the episode.
Yeah. I don't think it's better than that.
Okay.
I don't think it's better than Riding the Edge, but that just has like a lot of like personal feelings attached to it. But like,
what's Truth Discovered?
Truth Discovered. Well, Josh, let me tell you what Truth Discovered was.
Are you Googling it?
No. I think Truth Discovered was the second part of the Ryan episode, right? Where he told about the story of how Ryan got lost after he thought he died, but like he just got taken by demons because they fell off a cliff.
Oh, maybe.
I think that was it. Because I remember really liking that episode. I think I like this more.
Yeah.
So coming in at number three, maybe the strongest finale since Chase into Space.
I think so. What was the in space finale?
Countdown to Destruction. That was also very good.
That was pretty good. This is way better than the last one, though.
Yeah, last one was like just the. We were like, oh, thank God.
Yeah. we don't have to watch Lost Galaxy anymore.
All right. So coming in at number three is The Fate of Lightspeed, parts one and two. And that's it. Josh, any final thoughts on old Lightspeed Rescue?
Do we post those lists anywhere?
We can. It doesn't go up for a week, so yeah. I have to remember in a week.
I was just thinking, because like, I know I wouldn't be able to keep track of where stuff shifted to after like two episodes. So if anyone wants to see the list.
Yeah, like, yeah, we'll post it. Well, yeah,
in
I think
full, after this goes up, we can just like share a link or something.
It'll have to be. Yeah, oh, if I was going to say, if I do screenshots, it'll have to be two pictures. Any final thoughts on Lightspeed Rescue?
It was really good.
Yeah.
There was a couple stinkers, but the season is a good one.
I think even the episodes that we were like, these are the worst, like let's see what the worst episode is, right? It's okay. Yesterday again, right? Garbage.
Yeah, that episode was
total garbage. I feel like the worst episode of Lightspeed Rescue is still like pretty much better than like the worst 10 episodes of Lost Galaxy.
Yeah.
You know? That was like a bad one.
Yeah,
but
yesterday
it wasn't...
again was more frustrating.
Yeah.
It didn't pay off on the promise.
Yeah. But like overall, like especially compared to Lost Galaxy, which a lot of people were like, yeah, the storyline's really good. And then the same people were like, I don't know, Lightspeed's kind of boring. I don't think, you know, like you're going to have like a hard time with it. Like we were like, oh, Lost Galaxy was not good. And this one was very good.
Yeah.
And so like, I guess our lowered expectations made it even better, maybe. I'm very excited for next year. Very excited for next season, rather, that we do. We're not waiting 3 months to come back to it. But if this is your first season with us here on the Morphin Grid, after we finish the season, we take a little hiatus, which means that we only do one episode a week because bad at hiatuses. During that time, we do like bonus episodes. We're going to rank something. We haven't figured out quite what yet. We got a lot of options. We have a couple of outtake episodes coming up of all the cut stuff from this. We will watch... What are we watching?
Extreme Heist.
Extreme Heist.
It also has another name. Oh, Wicked Games is the other name.
So we're going to be watching that.
Stars just like a whole bunch of Power Rangers actors.
I don't think
a lot of Power Rangers, but like people associated with the show.
I know Johnny Young Bosch is in it at least.
Yeah,
so
Johnny Young Bosch, Jason Narvi, Paul Schreier maybe?
I think Paul Schreier is in it somehow.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure. But I'm excited. We'll end the finale. The hiatus with that. We do a Morphies, which is our like award show. So here's the thing with the award show is you have to send us the categories, though. So you send the categories in, use the hashtag Morphies, MORPHIES, pretty easy. And we will take those and we will answer. We will give out the awards to your categories. So start doing that now. just to get us ready, because we always scramble at the end.
we're never prepared for it.
No, not once. Maybe once. Maybe the first one I was ready for.
The first one, I did look at a list of monsters and a couple pictures.
I haven't done anything like that in years.
Yeah.
But yeah, send us in what categories you would like awards given to for. That's a sentence. That's a whole sentence, I think.
It works.
Yeah. Next week is going to be the probably both parts of the because I have two halves of the outtakes.
Yeah.
So probably one on Monday, one on Friday, and then just Mondays for the rest of the hiatus. I don't know when we're going to come back, because it'll be a week into October, and we like to like round out a month. But like
Pokemon comes out on the 16th, so you're dancing that line.
We'll probably come back right before then.
It's on the Switch though, so I can like play it at work.
But yeah, you can bring it with you. So yeah, maybe like mid-November we'll be back. We'll have to bank a couple episodes before the Switch Pokemon comes out, just in case.
Because you never know.
You never know what's going to happen.
When I'm just playing and then whoops, it's 8:30.
Yep. So yeah, we'll just call it mid-November. Well, you'll know. You'll know when
we'll
come back.
We'll tell you.
We'll tell you. Just keep an eye on Twitter and keep an eye on our feed. And then you'll find it out. But thanks for everybody who came along on this one. This is the first post-Zordon entirely. Like, Lost Galaxy was, like, post-Zordon, yeah, but had, like...
I didn't miss him.
I didn't either.
I think we had a strong, like, HQ team.
Yeah.
To fill that gap. And I don't know. We were pretty sour on Zordon by the time he left.
Because
he was just kind of a jerky dad.
Zordon disappeared halfway through Turbo anyway, so... But yeah, because like Lightspeed, or not Lightspeed, Lost Galaxy had like Vulcan Skull and Phenomenus for 3 episodes here and there.
Yeah.
And like, so there's like a little bit of attachment. This is the first one that was like, nobody, it's all new.
Yeah.
It's completely new stuff.
There's just the one crossover episode with a couple piss babies.
Well, Heather was the MVP of that.
Yep.
The whole thing. Heather rules. Yeah, so thanks for coming along. It's real easy to jump off at the end of seasons, and so we appreciate you sticking with us. Time Force is my favorite season, so we're doing that next. I'm super excited about it. We're gonna have guests on, and this time it'll be all to talk about cool, fun episodes, because I don't remember any bad episodes. So
nice.
Very excited about that. So we will see you on Monday. Well, you'll see past us on Monday talking about pro wrestling and just giggling about nothing and,
you know.
Yeah, normal stuff.
You know the outtakes episodes now.
You got it by now. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
Do you want to try that again? Because you said welcome to the Morphin Grid.
I said welcome to the Morphin Grid.
Oh, I did not hear the two at all.
I will do it again.
I think they blend together. Sorry.
Jay, we can't retake every time something bleeds together.
It's a finale. Gotta get it right at least once.
Hello, everybody. Welcome.
Oh, don't do that. I'm kidding.